The following three Q&A questions have been provided by Bennett Verby in Stockport. I own several properties jointly with my son. Most of them are rented out, but my son has lived in one of them for 5 years. My son is now considering buying a house on his own, and this will become his main residence. Will he have to pay the higher stamp duty land tax on the purchase? Broadly, if the value of your son's share of the rental property is more than £40,000, he will be liable to the higher rate of SDLT when he purchases a new property. Further information can be found on the HMRC's website, and there is a link in the story above. I am the sole director and 100% shareholder of a company. Can the company claim capital allowances for the cost of setting up a website? Expenditure on setting up a website is generally treated as expenditure on computer software. According to HMRC guidance, the cost of a website is analogous to that of a shop window. Now there's a new word. The cost of constructing the window is capital. The cost of changing the display from time to time is revenue. Computer software acquired with hardware, e.g. an operating system, and accounted for as part of the cost of the hardware will qualify as plant in the main capital allowances pool. And the third and final question. What should we pay employees who are on jury service? There is no statutory entitlement for an employee to be paid by his employer during jury service. However, if the contract of employment has a clause covering such a situation, the employer must follow the terms of the contract. Whilst on jury service, the employee is entitled to claim allowances from the court to cover travel and subsistence costs. In addition, a financial loss allowance may be claimed in respect of any loss of net earnings suffered as a result of attending the court. The maximum financial loss allowance depends on a number of hours served, and these are noted in the article above.